Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12, verses 24 to 27. Now this is Christ's answer. What am I talking about? Well, the Sadducees have come to him with a trick question, an insincere question, talking about the resurrection. They don't believe a word of it. They're raising this pretend case to try and catch Jesus and trap him and trick him into making a bad answer. And this is Christ's answer. And I want to take an overview, first of all. Let me read it to you. Jesus replied, "Are you not in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven." Now, about the dead rising, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the account of the bush, how God said to him, "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob"? He's not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are badly mistaken. Mark chapter 12, verses 24 to 27. I want to take an overview, a big, broad brush view of this. Once again, let me start with this. The first point I would make, note the majestic nature of Christ's answer. How Christ stands majestic here. Here are these Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians are all swilling around him trying to trap him, but he towers above them all. His answer is majestic because he is majestic. That's the first point I would make. He takes a local issue and he turns it into a massive principle. He takes their pretense and he turns it into reality. So that's the first point I would make. Note how majestic, how glorious Christ is here. Second, I would point this out. I notice how blunt, how clear, how confrontational Christ is. He doesn't talk in generalities, in vagueness. Verse 24, you. Are you not in error? Because you do not know. And then again in verse 27, you are badly mistaken. And he talks about error, badly, mistaken, wrong. He talks about their ignorance. He calls a spade a spade. He's not dealing in us and them and we. He's dealing in you. He's pointed. He's not vague. He's not generalizing in sort of the vagueness of so many. So much preaching today is in the third person, or to like we and us and they and so on. No, it's you. So that's the second point. Majestic, confrontational in this pointed way, personal. Remember Spurgeon once said, "You will accuse me of being personal. I intend to be." He wanted to be personal. If preaching isn't personal, it's not preaching, it's lecturing. The third point I would make is note the authority here. And what is that authority? Scripture, verse 24, scriptures. You do not know the scriptures, the power of God in the scriptures. And then again in verse 26, the book of Moses, the Pentateuch. You don't know the scriptures. And that leads us straight on to the authority of Christ. I say he's majestic. He's pointed in his preaching. He's using scripture. And this gives him his authority. This is what preaching is about. Pointed, confrontational, scriptural enforcement. It's a tremendous statement here. And then it's all questioning, isn't it? 24 and 26. Are you not in error because you do not know? Have you not heard? Have you not read? And all the rest of it, that kind of talk. Now, when the dead are raised, have you not read in the book of Moses? Don't you know? So he's putting them on the back foot by questioning. Not bland statements like a lecture, boring on, droning on, but facing them, forcing them to face the issues by questioning. Preachers have to put sinners on the back foot, my friend. Get them out of their comfort zone. Let them know that they have to face God. God won't talk about us and we and they. He'll be talking about you. Nathan didn't say to David, "Oh, we are sinners," or "they are." No, you are the man. Thou art the man. I note the word no in verse 24. You do not know the scriptures. That's your fault. Your heart is wrong, because your head is wrong, because your life is wrong. Altogether, head, you don't know the facts. Heart, you don't feel the truth. Life, you're not governed by the truth. You, Sadducees, are in the wrong. So, majestic, blunt confrontation, authority, scripture, questions, aiming for the head, heart, and life, knowledge. This is what preaching is about. This is what evangelism is about. It's not a game or a pastime. It's a serious matter. How serious? Eternal issues hang upon it. Personal issues hang upon it. We're talking about truth and error and the consequences of it. If you're an unbeliever, my friend, I'm not doing these discourses just to pass 5 minutes. I'm really trying to help sinners find the way to the Savior, know the Savior, come to know the Savior, come to trust the Savior, come to obey the Savior, come to love the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, every saint to grow in grace and in the knowledge and the experience of Christ and the personal felt sense of his presence. May it be so. Amen.